Hey there, I hope you're doing amazing. I hope you are fine, and I welcome you back to Daily Ish Pod. The track which we heard right at the beginning of this podcast is called As Indian Summer. It's released like a couple of days ago. It's super fresh out of oven right now, and it's by this amazing artist called Yash. And today in our podcast we have him. His real name is Soham and his artist name is Yash. So we have Soham discussing his music making process, and we are going to dive into his creative process of approaching music making and also like the brand identity which he created around Yash, because Soham has a prior great experience of music making in terms of making music in the regional languages for movies, also played with bunch of bands and created different sorts of music till now. But last year he came up with Yash and he launched it as a really good brand. So I was very curious also to understand how he approached the whole branding element of it, like the colors and the visuals and the sound. So in this podcast, we will take a look at that. He released his first single last year, which is called as Carbs, Puppy Player. Again, available on all the streaming platforms, just like the Indian Summer. So you can go ahead and listen to both the tracks. And this particular podcast was recorded before the launch of Indian Summer. So in this podcast, we will be talking about his first single as well as his process in general. And I hope you will like it, and I hope you will enjoy this process. When we recorded this podcast, Soham was in the car and we were recording it through Clubhouse. So the audio from his side has like a radio kind of a texture and the vibe, and it will definitely give you a different experience of listening. So I hope you will enjoy that as well. With that said, let me quickly introduce myself for the new people here. Hey there, my name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a creative strategy innovation consultant, service designer, musician, filmmaker, podcaster, and a founder of an online innovation lab. And in this podcast, we talk about, in this Daily Ish Pod, we talk about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. With that said, guys, let's set the stage, hit the music, and start talking to Soham, also known as Yash. Let's go. How this whole Yash transformation happened, and how... Like, how did you approach it? Because the kind of music which came out as your single, amazing work,
right. Different
work, completely different work than what you did before. Also in the Indian scene, it's much, like it sounds very, very, very international. And also the branding and identity which came with it. So where did it all start, man?
First of all, for the artwork, big ups to Ron Sampson and Dark Matter. These two guys are my people who do this thing for me.
Nice.
So yeah, with the branding and stuff, big ups to them. I'll get over there as well, how we kind of jammed to that as well, how we wanted to get the logo and things going on, or the color palette and everything. But the whole scene with Yash, it started off as I have been writing English music since the very start. I always wanted to write in English, you know. And since school, I was writing poetry, you know, poems, you know, and stuff like that. And so I was always writing in English, and I was always writing English songs. And I felt like that was my natural calling, you know, because probably I was listening also to a lot of English music back then.
Right.
Or while growing up and stuff. So I wanted to write in English always. It's just that I was like, you know, there's no market, or like, you know, it won't do anything. And that was the reason why I wasn't doing it, because I thought it's not worth it, you know.
Right.
Like I was, so basically... this whole 10-year or 12-year journey of mine in music is like a learning where I realized, man, music is about being fearless.
Well said. Yeah.
So guess what? What I wanted to do at the age of 16, where I wanted to be a English singer-songwriter, I'm doing that at the age of 28.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those 10 years gave me this. They taught me that to be yourself and to do what you want to. So I'm finally doing what I want to.
Right. Super.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was in making for all these 10 years, and now it's coming out.
Now it's coming out. And now it's coming out. And it's coming out crazy. They're just happening, man. Those songs, I don't know how am I writing, but it's epic. The process is amazing.
Yeah.
I have some great people supporting me in the music department as well, writing and production and everything. So it's fun. It's slamming. This is what I wanted to do always, and I'm finally doing it. I'm going to keep doing this, man.
Nice.
This is it now. Yash is me.
Yeah. And then how was the production process for this? Because it's a very different kind of production.
Right. So the production process was quite interesting, man. I was actually at my music producer, Rahul Kannan. He's an amazing producer.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally work on a lot of commercial stuff also together. And Kaushik is in the room, who's also like always working with us. We're all like a team right now, you know, like we're like friends who like work together and stuff.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So like the mixing also happened at Benchmark Studios, by the way.
Okay.
Ori mixed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
The production part was quite interesting when I was at Rahul's place one day and I was like, you know, man, we were just jamming, we were like drinking a little and stuff. And that's when I kind of started playing his piano and like, I kind of got in that whole groove, you know. I was playing the keys, something like that, you know, in that groove. And yeah, and that's how it happened. Then we were just like, you know, oh, why don't we like put this on record? So Rahul started playing the keys, started jamming.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing on it. And we only played the guitars, everything. Then Rahul produced the beats and all. It was just the two of us making music.
Okay.
On this one. Yeah.
Nice.
And most of the songs, it's just the both of us doing it. Like how El Angelo or Weekend would work.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So are we looking forward to some more singles or EP or something dropping any soon?
A few more singles are on their way. They're ready. Everything is ready. I'm just waiting for like some paperwork and all to be done. And then I'll put them out.
Again, the new brand came with a new visual identity. And then, as you said, Ron and Dark Matter, they helped you with it. Like, what was the process behind it? Like, did you just jam together or to create this particular thing? Was it intentional? Did it just happen by accident? Like, how was it? Or you were like, no, this thing needs to come out full blown and everything should be changed and vamped.
Yeah. I had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Where I want to take, like, I have a vision where I want to take this and stuff and how it should look, you know. So what all I can do with it in future and stuff. There are quite a few plans and all of that.
Okay.
So I wanted it to be like, you know, I wanted it to be the way it is right now, you know.
Right.
So Ron and I know Ron through Kaushik and Ori and all these people only. He's like, he's done a lot of work for Paradigm Shift before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's worked on their artwork. He's also won an award for one of their artworks, you know.
Nice.
So the Radio City Award. And so I knew Ron, and when I was recording at Benchmark and stuff for my projects and all, that's when we met and we started talking about it. Because I knew Ron's work and I was like, you know, man, he comes from the same city. He understands what I'm writing. He understands the sound and everything. He's my buddy. So let's just like talk to him. And then I started giving him references or like telling him, you know, like, man, this is the space or this is what I'm thinking or these are the colors. And then he would just take it all in and then come up with something magical like this. And then, you know, when you just lock it in the first session,
mm-hmm.
that's it. You got it right.
Right.
You know, like there were no changes or anything. So the logo, this is it. He got me a few options, but this was one of them. And we were like, yeah, man, this is what we were looking at. And they're like, yeah, he also probably thought I would pick the same one or something. So we got it. We got the logo going. We got all the social media stuff going. So yeah, big ups to Ron and Dark Matter, man.
Yeah, nice. Because
they're the
work is bang on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're amazing guys. I'm happy to be working with them.
Yeah. And as we are discussing this, like, music making has changed so much, right? Like, it's not only about music anymore. It's about visuals. It's about how you portray yourself, how the brand looks like, and everything is so much attached and intertwined with everything. It's phenomenal to see. It's the whole audio-visual experience in a core sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point I told you, right? It's got to be cinematic.
Right.
Like, it has to match your sound. It has to, like, when someone sees these colors and someone sees these logos and images, they have to feel like, oh, okay. You know, it's kind of going with this music or, like, you know, it has to, like, even if it does, like, I don't know, it's got to, like, have some kind of identity, you know?
Right.
Like, your sound.
Yes.
So, that's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And always, I feel sound is color, man. Like, you know, I see colors. When music is playing around or, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's so much visualization with music, right? That happens when we listen to music or even write music. So this is the byproduct of it. There's a lot of video content also going to be coming out. So that's also...
Yeah. The lyric video was nice. Super good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would just ask you to give a small message where you are sitting right now and the kind of journey you had for the people who are just getting into music or people who are have been in music for the last 4 or 5 years and trying to figure it out. What would be your key insight for them in general? Could be anything.
My key insight would be just be true to it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Be true to your music. Be true to your sound. And art is all about heartbreaks and ups and downs and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So live it. Live it. That's how legends are made. You know, you don't want to be just someone with, I don't know, that's my thing. Like, just be, keep at it. Do the kind of stuff that you love and just keep writing, man. Things will happen. You'll see, I am a person who's, as I said, I learned everything on job. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's the best part about any kind of profession. You learn things and you grow. And that's exactly same with music.
Right.
You have to grow, keep growing, and there's no end to that. So don't think about the money part or that part. I mean, of course, everyone has to make money and all, but don't think like that. First, get to writing. First, invest. If you're not going to invest money, at least invest your time and energy, you know. Look at it as business and work towards it like that. Or, you know, like put in that entrepreneurial skills of yours or whatever, you know. I don't do that much. I just focus on my writing. But yeah, do all of that and also stay true to your writing, man. If you can write. If you're like, you know, and as musicians, I feel everyone should be able to write. That is the whole point about music. Music is a language. We can talk because we studied ABCD, right? And grammar and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So with music, you should be able to communicate.
Yeah.
Whatever your instrument, you know, you should be able to improvise. You should be able to put forth ideas. Music is a language. It is a conversation that musicians who learn music can have. How cool is that?
Yeah, definitely.
When you jam, you're actually having a conversation with someone. When you play rhythms, when you play those different rhythm patterns and all, and then, you know, you kind of lock in stuff. How cool is that? You know, it's like a, you know what I'm saying? It's like a conversation happening. Those are the words and sentences that we're making. So, write music, learn to practice and learn to write music, practice will only get you there, and express yourself, be expressive, stay true to your art, and just have fun, man. Have fun.
Yeah.
Accept everything that comes along and just have fun.
Awesome. With that, I think we are coming to the end of the podcast, and before we go away, Soham, where can we follow you? Where can we see your work? Where to listen to your music? I know it, but let's put it out there.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. You can just go to my handle and it's called Yash Music as well on Instagram. So you can follow me there and you can just look out for Yash Kaab, which is my latest release, my latest single on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. It's everywhere.
Right.
So just look out for Yash Kaab and you'll find it. You'll find my song. There's a lyric video of it on YouTube. So you just have to look out for Yash Music and Yash Kaab, and it's there everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. And to end this beautiful conversation with, do you want to sing a little bit for us if it's not too much to ask for?
I will. I'll sing the song that's already released.
Yeah, sorry. Let's go, man.
Yeah. I got them girls by my side. Yeah, they're kind of fine. But baby, got my eyes on you. Cause you know it right. You're the mommy type. And I cannot resist you. Cause your hair smells like flowers. Yeah, it does. And I pray you ate slower than most of us humans do. Later, hey, puppy player, serenade ya like I love you. Yeah,
man, so cool. Thank you so much, man. Super good.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
So that's all from today's conversation with Soham, also known as Yash. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something new. And if you did, we will be super duper happy about that. With that said, guys, thank you for staying till the end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending time with us. Make sure you go ahead and follow Yash and see his music and his creations and his content. Of course, go and listen to Indian Summer, which was the latest track he released a couple of days ago. So make sure you do that and let him know how do you feel about it, how do you like the track and everything. In fact, the music video of the same track will be coming, I guess, today or tomorrow. So that is also very exciting. So with that said, guys, that's all from my end. And I'll catch you in the next video on our YouTube channel or in the next podcast. Till that time, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening. Bye.